He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, June the 26th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look. We've got, is it window dressing taking place today in the market as the quarter ends on Friday, you know? So we kind of have to let this settle out and see if the market is healing itself, which it appears to be. But I need a little more evidence. I remain 70% invested at this point in time. Right now, the Dow is up 124 points. It's at 14,884. Quite a bit of damage done, though. We're about, 800 or 900 points below the high that we saw several weeks ago. The Dow, 14,884. The S&P 500 is up 13 points to 1601. Hey, we're back above 1600 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is up 27 points this morning. We're at 3375 there. The euro is hanging steady at 1.30. We also have the 10-year yield at 2.52%, the 10-year yield at 2.52%. We have gold down $44 per ounce. Wow, could you believe it? Gold has just been hammered. And who's the guy who's been telling you to avoid gold for the last year? Gold is at $1,230. I believe that's a new, 3-year low, 2-year low, 1-year low, something like that. None of it's good. Oil is down 30 cents right now to $95.02. That's where we sit. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, as we approach the end of the quarter, which is the halfway point of the year, the second quarter of 2013 comes to a close. You kind of get a mixed week. 2 weeks, actually, leading up to that end of the quarter. There's a phenomenon that takes place every year, or every quarter, called window dressing, wherein the lagging mutual funds and the lagging money managers buy the big winners for the quarter, just a random, for a week or two, so that when they print their quarterly reports, their top 10 holdings, their top whatever holdings, you see all these winners. You go, man, these guys are really good. And then, of course, when the quarter ends and everything, the dust is settled, they go right back to the junk that they own before the quarter end. The losers that they own before the quarter end. And it's a process called window dressing. So we got to see, you know, this is kind of a phony week in the market. After last week, it looked like we could be in for a drubbing. There was that chance. And for that reason, I put up the red flag to be very, very cautious this week. Now, we don't know. Maybe this week we'll go back to the yellow flag waving and take some of the. But I think I want to see how this week kind of settles out here. Between the forces of window dressing on the one hand, and now we get some bad reports on the economy, which are good for the stock market. You say, how can a bad report on the economy be good for the stock market? Well, case in point would be the GDP. The gross domestic product of the United States came in at a very tepid 1.8%. We are declining. We are not accelerating. We could very well slip back into recession like Europe is in, and China has slowed down considerably, and it seems like our economy is being dragged down into that same abyss. Why is that good news? Well, there's a silver lining, because the Fed may just say, well, you know what, we're just going to sit on our thumbs. It looks like The economy can't stand on its own 2 feet without the punch bowl. So let's keep the punch bowl out there. Let's keep the juice flowing. And let's keep pumping the heroin, or whatever you want to call it, into the veins of the traders, stock traders out there, and home buyers, and home lenders, and building suppliers, and everything else that is affected by low interest rates. So the poor reports on the economy are actually good for the market. That's one of the reasons you're seeing this little bit of healing that's going on in the market from the damage that has been done the last couple of weeks. This also points out, once again, why it's not good to be all in or all out. And, you know, over my years in the market, I've seen many, many drama kings and drama queens that were either all in or all out. They would make these dramatic calls several times per year. My phone would ring. If there was any kind of weakness in the market, any kind of bad news, any kind of two or three triple digit down days in a row, my phone would ring, not off the hook, but just from a few select people, and I knew who it was before the phone. As soon as the phone would ring, I'd say, there's so-and-so calling. And sure enough, it was so-and-so calling, move me to cash. Okay? And then, all right, you know, you're doing, you know, I would not advise this. You're going against my advice. You've hired me to manage your money, but I can't, you know, it's your money. You said you want to go to cash, then let's go to cash. Okay, then a week later, the market would totally recover, gain back everything it lost in those 3 days, and start blasting off towards new highs. Phone would ring again. Get me back in. You know, it's costly. It will ruin. You know, these people can't even sleep at night. They're just, you know, nervous wrecks over the market. Instead, what I've said is a better way to handle the market is make a lot of small decisions. Instead of saying, get me all in, or get me all out, it's better to say, you know, Apple's rolling over here. It just recently hit 705. I almost have a double in this stock right now. I don't like the way it's behaving. Yeah, the market's holding up. We're still in a nice uptrend in the market. But this particular stock just does not look good. I'm going to pluck it out of my portfolio, set that money in cash, and if I find something better in the future, I'm going to replace it. And that's what I did with Apple at 637. That's just one example. Apple's now 400. And I was tempted several times on the way down to get back into Apple. I had pressure on me from clients. Get me back into Apple. Get me back into Apple. I said, no. I'm going to let my ranking system, I'm going to let my evaluation, I'm going to let my momentum grades and my performance grades tell me when it's time to get back into Apple. Because I don't like to buy stocks that are in downtrends. Apple was in a downtrend for a long time. And then all of a sudden, Apple would halt the downtrend. There would be some renewed interest in Apple. It'd have like a week or two of, you know, get some gains. And it would look like at least that the downtrend had halted. And I'd get more pressure on me. Get me back into Apple. I know it's going right back up to 700. It'll be $1,000 before long. I don't like buying stocks in downtrends, nor do I like stocks that have been in downtrends for a long time and they've just started to catch a bid. Instead, I like to watch them go sideways for a while. Build a base. Let's make sure that all of these weak-kneed panic sellers are out of the mix. That we've got a new breed of investors owning Apple. New money, fresh money that's coming in that's looking for gains as opposed to selling it on any rally. And that takes a long time to wash those people out. Every time the stock rallies, they're selling. That's what they've been waiting for. Now's a good time to get out. And until you wash all of those people out, you can't have any kind of meaningful gains in the stock. So what's Apple doing right now? It's going sideways. In fact, it's at the bottom of its sideways trend line once again. It's a very much undecided stock, which still tilts toward being a negative stock. And until you get a breakout to the upside once again, I have no interest in Apple. And that's how you make small decisions on the market, as opposed to these big, dramatic, all in or all out. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. You know, now that the market has cooled off, it appears that after seven straight months of a raging bull, that this will be the first month that we'll close down. It's not that it's the end of the world. It's just that right now the momentum has been taken out of the market. And as I stated earlier, I am about 70% invested right now, with 30% sitting on the sidelines in cash, because I've made a lot of individual decisions on stocks that I just didn't like the way they were behaving, number one. And number two, I haven't found anything that really strikes my fancy right now, although I came close the last couple of days of redeploying some of that cash. But I have a shopping list. And there are a lot of stocks that are at or near the top of the shopping list. One such stock is a stock that is now ranked number 4 out of the 3,004 stocks that I follow. And it's a stock that I featured here on the air many times in the past. In fact, let's take a look here. Back on June the 5th, I did an analysis of the stock. That was 3 weeks ago. Back on April the 25th, I did an analysis of the stock. That was 2 months ago. Let's see if we got any before that. Yes, way back on May 31st of last year, I did an analysis on the stock. And I've sent out tweets all along the way extolling the virtues of this stock. That's in a weird sector, one that normally doesn't really fly high, but it's sure flying high now. This stock has been in my top 200 now for the last 1 year. Okay, let's see how it has performed. Allegiant Travel, which provides point-to-point low-fare passenger airline service from 72 small cities to 13 leisure destinations in the United States. They're headquartered in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a small-cap company at $2 billion in market capitalization. I require three things in the stocks that I consider the stocks that I own or the stocks that I buy. First is performance. I want the top performing stocks in the market. Over the last 5 years, Allegiant Travel has been going up at a rate of 37% per year. The market has been going up at a rate of 3.7% per year. That means the returns of Allegiant Travel are 10 times what the market has returned. Now, that'll make you sit up in your seat and fasten your seatbelt and go, wow, 10 times. This is a top performing stock. Over the last 3 years, while the market's been going up by 13% per year, Allegiant Travel's been going up by 36% per year, almost triple the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, Allegiant Travel's up almost 60%. And that's when I first started featuring it a year ago. It's up 60% since that time. The market's up 21%. Allegiant Travel passes my performance test. I don't think anybody can argue that it's not a top performing stock in the market right now. In fact, it gets a momentum grade right now of A. Okay, now, we talk all the time about momentum, and there's a lot of people out there that are momentum only investors. They look at the top 100 in the Investor's Business Daily, or they use the canned slim approach to investing where you're just looking for momentum, acceleration, go, 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 and they never look at valuation. And I think that valuation is extremely critical. On the other hand, you have all these people that look at nothing but valuation, and they ignore momentum. So what they do is they buy a lot of the cheapest stocks in the market, but also they're stocks that have underperformed for years. They're duds, but they're cheap. Is there anything wrong? And really, the two sides, I've said this before, the two sides don't really like each other. So instead, I like to combine. I tinkered around with it. You know, I've seen the weaknesses in both of these styles of investing. During the 2000 time frame, the CanSlim momentum investors ruled the roost until they got a valuation comeuppance big time when the NASDAQ went from 5,300 down to what? 1,600. Why? Because they had ignored valuation. Home buyers, buyers of single-family homes, were standing in line overnight, camping out for weeks to get in on a new housing tract that would be releasing new homes that weekend, clamoring to get in. They had no intention of ever living in the home. They were just there to buy it and then sell it a month later for a hefty profit, never paying any attention to historic real estate valuations. Another valuation momentum trap. Okay. On the other hand, you've had value investors clamor and clamor about how cheap this stock is or how cheap this stock is. In fact, they clamored about some of these Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, all the way down to nothing, how cheap they were. Put a lot of value investors right out of business, 2008 did. So what's wrong with combining the two, value and momentum? So let's take a look at the valuation of Allegiant Travel. Now, I spent some years writing up research reports on companies. And one of the jobs of my research reports was to come up with the valuation on the company. And for my purposes, I like to use five-year target prices, not 6 months. You know, anything can happen in 6 months. It's not a good sampling in the stock market. You know, let's go out into the future. Let's take a look at where the earnings are today for the company and where they're expected to be next year. And let's figure out, another part of my job as an analyst was try to determine what I thought the company could grow by over the next several years. Let's take a look at the consensus analyst estimates on the growth, and let's extrapolate those earnings out over the next 5 years, and then let's apply next a multiple. I was at lunch yesterday from some of the big wigs from Salem Communications, and we were talking about the sale and the acquisitions that have been made in the media business, and we talked about multiples. You know, they look at multiples of sales. They look at multiples of earnings. They look at multiples of cash flow. If you pay too much, you've made a bad investment. It's going to take you years and years and years to get your money back on your investment. You want to make investments that will be accretive to earnings, not cost you, right? That'll add to the business. So anyways, multiples are very important. So I apply a multiple to Allegiant Travel. I come up with the target price of almost $200 per share. Where is Allegiant traveling right now? At 108. It passes my valuation test. It passes my performance test. And you've got a stock that thirdly has to pass a visual test. The visual test is a one-year stock chart. You've got a company, despite little weakness in the market, little momentum being taken out, the stock is hitting new all-time highs. Allegiant Travel, number four, best stock now. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour, where we count them down. We look for the best stocks at any given point in time in the market. Believe it or not, even in 2008, when the market was down 38%, there were a lot of big winners that year. And they stood out like a sore thumb because there weren't a lot of big winners that year. But on a relative basis, AutoZone had a terrific year in 2008. Dollar Tree was up 62%. Treasuries were up, 23% that year. So you know what? That's why I like a relative system where we look for whatever it is that's leading the market And generally speaking, all of the factors weigh in, the economy, interest rates, what companies are benefiting from the current environment that we're in, etc. And right now, we're in an economy that is not exactly roaring along, although the Fed's a little bit worried that it may be a little too hot, and that's why they're warning of the tapering of the punch bowl. But at the same time, you know, the GDP numbers, 1.8%, that's not exactly roaring along. So a lot of companies continue to struggle in this environment. You've got China, which is down almost 25% this year. It's in bear market territory. So companies that depend on heavy sales to China, you know, that's going to affect. The global economy is even worse than the U.S. economy. Latin America's not exactly roaring along. Europe still has deep problems. So there's companies like Caterpillar and Deere, and the list goes on of companies that are doing horrible in this current environment. They're getting by. I mean, they're not going to go out of business or anything, but this is not a good environment for them. Instead, it's a good environment for companies right now that have carved out niches, I guess. You know, the healthcare stocks, it's a great environment for them. 2014, just 6 months from now, Obamacare kicks in. There's going to be a whole lot more people consuming medical services, medical products, medical devices, medical drugs, and on down the line. So you have to be focused, and markets are cyclical, economies are cyclical. Remember the time when the mining stocks were on top because of the boom in China, right? Anything steel, anything cement, anything iron ore, those days are gone. That's why you have to flow with the economy as the conditions change. Okay, one company that has carved out a nice little niche, it's right here in San Diego. I drove by it just the other day. They do gene sequencing. They're on the frontier, they're on the cutting edge of helping companies discover new drugs. In fact, I was so impressed by the stock that I chose it as one of the 53 stocks that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, which I sell from my website. It's kind of hard to get it on Amazon these days, but I have a private stash of books here. If you're interested, you can go onto my website, order my book, Best Stocks Now. I'll write you a nice little message in it saying, hey, let's make some money. I hope this book makes you some money. Anyways, one of the books that I featured was a company called Illumina, I-L-M-N, which develops integrated systems for the large-scale analysis of genetic variation and biological function. Boy, that's a mouthful. No wonder I didn't end up being a doctor. All these big words and everything. Actually, I had intention of going to medical school. I had pretty good grades in high school. But as soon as I saw the cadaver room at San Diego State University, I kind of lost my enthusiasm for being a in the medical profession. Other guys, you know, they love that kind of stuff. Oh, boy, I can't wait to cut open his kidneys and see how they work and all this. No thanks, you know. Anyways, Illumina is a scientific company. You know, we've learned a lot about genes and sequencing and helping in our discovery of drugs. I used to cover a company up in Utah next to the University of Utah called Myriad Genetics that actually tracked down the BRAC genes that would, you know, indicate whether or not you were inclined towards getting breast cancer based on your genetics. And, of course, Angelina Jolie made news here recently. She had an 83% chance from her family history. So she took action. She took preventive measures. She took very dramatic preventive measures. Well, one of the companies involved in this gene sequencing is Illumina, I-L-M-N. The company is a $9 billion company. It is a mid-cap domestic stock in the biotech industry. Okay, what have I been saying for the last year? You want to be first focused on domestic stocks. The foreign stocks are terrible. You don't want to have any exposure to the emerging markets. Boy, was that a good call. China's down 25%. Emerging markets are down 15%. We're still up about 10 or 12% somewhere in there. That's a huge differential. Number two, I said, look, furthermore, it's mid caps and small caps here at home that are the best place to be. The app's been telling me that for months now. And even narrowing it down more, the biotech, medical, pharmaceutical sector has been the number one sector in the market for umpteen months. And it continues to be the number one sector in the market. So the odds are pretty good if you find a mid-cap domestic stock in the biotech, drug discovery, pharmaceutical sector. You've increased your probabilities tremendously, right? Right. Now let's take it a little further. Well, there's a lot of stocks that meet that criteria. Well, over here's a stock that's a mid-cap stock, domestic in the biotech drug discovery sector, but does it have performance? All right, let's take a look at Illumina. Over the last 10 years, Illumina is one of the stocks of the decade. Illumina has been traveling at a speed, a warp speed of 48.8% per year. You know what? God bless capitalism and American ingenuity and American know-how. Here's a company where something did not exist 10 or 12 years ago. And now it's helping us find cures for disease here in America and around the world. And the stock has been traveling at 49% per year over the last 10 years. It's one of the biggest winners in the market. It's volatile, though. You know what? A company like this is not like a straight line up. It swings all over the place. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 85%. And I've said many times, for whatever reason, when times get tough, people invest in biotech stocks. Go figure. I mean, on the surface, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right? I mean, that's like one of the most treacherous areas of the market. You would think people would run for railroads or safe investments during tough times. Instead, they run for biotechs. Illumina was only down 12% in 08 when the market was down 38%. Illumina gets a performance grade of B+. Here's the kicker. It gets a momentum grade of A. All right, now let's look at evaluation on this stock. You're saying, oh man, this thing must be just a nosebleed type valuation. Not necessarily. If I take those earnings next year of $2 per share, they're expected to grow those earnings by about 16 to 17% per year over the next 5 years. And let's apply a multiple to those earnings 5 years from now. We come up with a pretty hefty target price of $138 per share. The stock's currently trading at $75 per share. In other words, there are some significant upside potential in this stock from a valuation point of view. So we've got a company that's in the right area of the market. There's still no guarantees. But you know what? We're just increasing. I'm a statistical. I'm an analytical kind of guy. I'm a probability. I should have been an odds maker in Vegas. But my mommy didn't want me to do that. She would rather have me doing what I'm doing today. The probabilities are very high here. Passes the performance test. It passes the valuation test. But what's the last test? It is the visual check. Not looking at the cadavers here. We're looking at something living, breathing, and doing just fine, thank you. This stock recently broke out. In fact, it's breaking out today out of a 3-month consolidation onwards and upwards. Illumina is ranked out of the 3,400 stocks that I follow. Illumina comes in at number 54. We'll be right back.
years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites. A teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now, or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com, or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door is blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Hey, if you like anything that you hear on the show, I think you can tell we do things a little bit differently here. We're not a buy and hold, stay the course, nor are we day traders. You know, look, we're looking to get into the very best stocks that are benefiting from this economy right now. And if everything goes well, we'd love to own them for the next 2 or 3 years. But that's not always possible. At the same time, we have, an exit strategy. If things aren't working out, we pull it and we move on. And, I try to keep the trading down to a minimum. But at the same time, I protect folks. What I don't want to have happen is a stock that somebody rides into the ground 70-80% and never does anything. And I don't want to see portfolios ride into the ground during a bear market and not do anything. We're very, very active, proactive. We're here every single day, vigilant as heck on everything that we own, striving, working as hard as we possibly can. If you're an aggressive growth investor, my job is to find you the very best aggressive growth stocks out there, the Illuminas of the world, the Allegiant Travels of the world. You know, these aren't Delta Airlines and American Airlines, and these aren't Pfizer. These are stocks underneath the surface that hopefully someday will grow up to be Pfizer. Pfizer wasn't always Pfizer. It started out as a small company. And it was a successful company. So we're looking at frontier-type stocks in the aggressive growth accounts. But we monitor them very, very closely because they don't always all pan out. If you're conservative, we look for the very best conservative, mid, large-cap stocks for your portfolio. And if you're looking for income, we keep you, number one, out of the worst areas, such as bonds. You've just had a shellacking in your bond portfolio. We have no exposure to the bond market. I saw it coming. I wrote in my newsletter. General Custer was warned. Don't go in there. That's a large village. He says, I'm fine. What do you mean? Well, you know what? Same thing with the bond market. There was plenty of warning. The signs were everywhere that interest rates were going to eventually spike. And if your guy rode you right into the battle, boy, I'd do what Donald Trump would do. I'd fire that person managing your portfolio. And if you're still in emerging markets, that's been a terrible place to be invested in, the emerging markets. So, you know what? Like I say, you're the manager. You're the general manager. You're in charge of finding the manager of your portfolio. If you'd like to talk to us, my website is pwstreet.com. You can just kind of take a look from the distance by looking at our newsletter to see the kind of work that we do here and the results we've been able to produce and the vigilance that we provide to your portfolio so you don't have to worry about it. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Or you can reach us. We got some really nice folks here that will answer any questions that you have. Our number is 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Okay, let's look at one more stock here. Let's take a look at one that I own in my aggressive growth accounts called Thor Industries. Don't get Thor, buy some more. This is a company headquartered in Jackson Center, Ohio. They manufacture RVs. You know what? A lot of people's retirements didn't turn out as rosy as they thought they would. And a lot of people have just taken to the RV and they travel America. It's still a big business, very big business, the sale of RVs. And, of course, low interest rates, even though they spiked recently, low interest rates are still pretty much at historic 100-year lows. And that's really helped the RV business. Over the last 5 years, Thor Industries has delivered 19% per year. It's up 86% over the last 12 months. What's going on at Thor Industries? They passed the performance test. How about the valuation test? Well, the stock's trading at 13.5 times earnings. When I take the earnings and grow them at about 12% per year over the next 5 years, I come up with an $80 target price that passes the valuation test. And lastly, that all-important visual test, the chart. How could you ever buy a stock without looking at the chart? It passes the visual test. The stock is at or near new all-time highs and breaking out. And it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. Out of 3,400 stocks, it comes in at number 69. All right, let's talk to Craig Brock. It's been a wild and woolly week. Why, Craig, is a bad economic report? GDP comes in at 1.8%. Why does the stock market and the bond market like that bad report? Oop, can we bring Craig Brock in here? Hello, Craig. Oh, okay, we're going to bring him in here in a minute. We've got a little technical difficulty, but we'll get Craig Brock in. Craig, are you there? Okay, we still don't have Craig. The answer to that question is, and I'll have to answer it for Craig, is because it makes Bernanke pause before he's going to remove the punch bowl from the market, right? Last week, he said, well, you know, we think that the economy can stand on its own 2 feet here. At least there's signs. That's the direction we're moving in. So it's not necessary to keep that punch bowl in place forever. I mean, we got to pull it at some point in time, which is just logic, which is another reason why folks should have seen this coming and should have gotten off the railroad tracks. Do we have Craig?
It's still time to get off the fence.
That's right. The bond market likes the tepid report, and so does the stock market, right?
They really do, Bill. We've gained back everything that we lost a couple of days ago. Part of it, though, is because the money market rates have been falling overnight in China, thankfully. We don't have that seize up today like we did earlier in the week. We have liquidity in both the bond and stock markets, so we've got an awesome rally in treasuries and MBS today. Is almost up 100 basis points. What's that mean? That means today's a great day to lock a rate.
Yeah, and I called it. I mean, I said yesterday, Craig, we've seen the top in interest rates for now. And they're going to start dropping back here. Where can we reach you, Craig, if we need to have any question at all on our mortgage situation?
Anytime. I'll get you out of that Chase Adjustable, 855-900-3279. Do something before it's too
late. All right. And I am pwstreet.com and 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.